This is an initiative of our Kentucky Proud program that we expanded, and we had a brainstorming session one day in our office early on in my administration 2 years ago about things we could do to help military veterans. We thought that if people knew that Kentucky Proud products were produced by military veteran farmers or military veteran small business owners, that the consumers would respond and show their respect and appreciation to those military veterans for their service to our country. So we formed a trademark and created the Kentucky Proud Homegrown by Heroes brand. And from the day one, departments of agriculture around the United States and military veterans foundations started jumping on board and asking how they could help. Before long, other states wanted to copy that trademark, and we decided that we would share that trademark. Then a national organization came forward, a military veterans organization, said they would administer the program if we would allow this to go national and share the trademark. So we did that.
How many military vets who are farmers are involved in this program nationwide? I don't know if you know the answer, but if you don't, I would imagine you know how many are involved in this in Kentucky.
Yes, in Kentucky, we have around 100. Now, the program is still new, and I believe that there'll be several hundred within the next 12 months. We've also had lots of interest from retailers and restaurants across the state that want to buy exclusively from military veteran farmers. So we have much more demand for Homegrown by Heroes products than we have supply.
How does the shopper know that a particular item of produce, shall we say, is grown by a veteran who is also a farmer? Is there a sticker on it, or is there some kind of a signage in the store?
It's a sticker, and I think most people in Kentucky know what the Kentucky Proud logo looks like. The Homegrown by Heroes logo is the Kentucky Proud logo with a military flag in the background and a veteran saluting the flag.
Is the majority of people in the program, are these people who grew up on farms and already were farmers before they went into service, or are they more people who, when they came back from their military service, were searching for a career and decided to, you know, to do farming?
It's about half and half. The actual spokesperson for our program, who is a non-paid volunteer spokesperson, never grew up on a farm. He and his brother served in Afghanistan. They both received Purple Hearts.
Do the veterans who become farmers, are there certain products that they, food products that they tend to go into growing or raising, or is it kind of, again, I mean, for example, do many of them raise corn or soybeans or tomatoes or apples or whatever, is it just everything all across the board?
It's all across the board, but right now the demand is for more produce. We're really trying to develop the local food economy in Kentucky. Most of the produce that you get in Kentucky comes from California, Florida, Mexico, South America. We want more of that food to come from Kentucky.
James Comer is Commissioner of Agriculture for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I'm Steve Hirschberg.